Hey everyone, welcome to episode 205 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi everybody.
And Dylan Rausch.
Hola.
And Gabe Philbin.
Woo woo.
I haven't been here in a couple of weeks.
Woo!
Ryan, what did you just eat tonight?
Chipotle.
Sweet.
Tasty.
What do you order at Chipotle?
Like a bowl with carnitas.
A bowl?
Yeah.
Not a fan of the burrito, huh?
No, I like them, but, you know, sometimes...
There's a time and a place for a
sometimes
bowl.
You just don't need that, like, a 14-foot tortilla. Like, sometimes you just don't need that.
They have that?
Yes. That's how they make every burrito.
You gotta kind of, like, whisper for it, and they'll bring it out of the back.
It's on the secret menu.
Like, I've had a burrito from Chipotle before.
That's probably the Amber Alert on your phone. Yeah. You should probably just check it, because it's going to keep ringing until you check it.
Maybe you just didn't get the right toppings on it.
I guess. Yeah, 14 foot.
Yeah, it's very big.
Think of the possibilities.
Or just go to Cafe Rio.
You can get all five food groups in there.
Yeah.
Just say extra
pork,
meat,
beef,
so all the little
chicken,
ladies in the back are like,
beans.
Extra meat!
And a burrito. Alright, well, that was interesting.
Yeah,
What's a fun anecdote? Ryan, what a funny story, Ryan. What have you been playing?
College football. Oh, I have been watching that. But mostly what I've been playing of late is WildStar.
Wild Stallion.
Yeah, I actually started playing again. I think they gave me 3 months free for having a subscription when they went free to play, because I still have one. But it says I'm not getting charged again until February. So I guess maybe it was longer than that. I don't know. What month is this?
So I guess October.
Six months free?
So if they charge you on February, then it would be 3 months. Because February would be the fourth month.
Okay.
So, yeah. Your math is sound.
Okay. So I saw that. But a couple of guys at work wanted to start playing. So I was like, okay, I'll do that. And, yeah, I don't know. I've been playing that some more. It's still fun, from what you know, as fun as I remember it. I just never got around to playing it before.
Is it just like shooter MMO?
No, it's MMO. It's like WoW MMO.
What's the other game that was always at PAX?
Destiny?
No.
All Points Bulletin?
Oh, God.
Shooter MMO.
Castle Crashers?
Starfall? No.
Stargate?
No, this is gonna. There was always like a fucking giant trailer outside PAX in like the parking lot for this.
In the parking lot?
There's no parking lot. There is across the street. It's where the Vive stuff was this year. Fuck.
Vive?
The VR headset.
Yeah. Okay.
You're just saying
the HTC
things.
Thing?
Yeah. Okay. God, this is gonna make. I'll think of it.
You're Magic just... the Gathering?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
could
I
it.
Not put my finger on that?
Nailed it.
Well, let's move on.
I've been playing WildStar. It's pretty. I did play it for a while, and then I went through like this whole long instance. And as I got towards the end of it, there wasn't even like a hiccup or a warning. It just in one frame flipped me back to the login screen, and then lost all of that progression. That's like,
good.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. I put it off for a little bit again because I didn't want to go. I was pissed off that I'd have to go do all that again, but I went and did it all last night one more time. But
and then it did it again.
No, it worked this time. It did it again, but I'm confident that the third time's a charm. Yeah, that's all I've really been playing. We got Halo coming out soon, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, what is that, next week? Week after?
Week after.
Okay.
Yeah.
They just had a trailer that was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
the trailer was today, huh?
I've still been listening to
it was cool.
Those Hunt the Truth podcasts that they started releasing them again. They kind of got to a conclusion, but they were labeled it all season one. So the assumption was there'd be a second, and the way they kind of left it open, I figured it would. So that's what they started doing. Like, I guess just a couple weeks ago, they started releasing them again. Leading up to the release, so that's been pretty neat.
I don't know, now that like I don't have income, I have to think about like games I'm gonna buy, and I don't know if Halo 5 is one of them.
Oh, sick burn. Is Fallout 4? and Yoshi's Woolly World, am I right? And Mario Tennis. So, like, there's a lot of
but Nintendo. Not Star Fox. That shit got delayed.
I got a hold of those.
Yeah, that shit's not coming out this year.
Which one?
Star Fox. That got delayed three weeks ago.
Oh, that's so funny.
But Nintendo. I got my hands on those re-releases of those limited amiibo, like Little Mac and Greninja and Marth and what was the other one?
Lucina?
No. It was King another
DDD.
Yes, no. It was another one of the from the same game as Marth, I think.
Oh, Roy. Or
Ike.
Ike.
Lucina is the only other option, and I already said that.
There's the guy with the white hair or the chick with the white hair.
That's Fire Emblem. It's all Fire Emblem.
Yeah,
oh yeah, that's God. What I was thinking. Robin. Robin.
Robin.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
What do they look
maybe it
like?
Was, maybe it was Lucina. I don't know. They're in my truck still. A guy at work brought them to me, and like, I can't see them. Like, I kind of remember what the... Because, like, it wasn't a character that I... Like, those two characters... Fire Emblem weren't characters I was crazy about getting, but they got them all in. So I was like, I'll take them all. Sure.
Yeah.
Little Mac was the one I really wanted, but fuck it. Why not?
When you said Robin, I was thinking, no, but that's different Fire Emblem. That's the other Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
I was confused what you were getting at.
Yeah, he just kept yelling things. I don't know. It's Gabe.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Lucina. I don't know.
Does she have blue hair?
I'm going to go to the Amiibo page while you guys talk about something else.
All right, Dylan, what have you been playing?
Not a whole lot. MGO with Gabe and you guys.
MGO is cool.
MGO is pretty good. Pretty entertaining. Trying to think. I tried the Battlefront beta.
What'd you think?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not like amazing.
I saw some great little video snippets come out of that. But I don't know.
Yeah. It's pretty to look at, and it's pretty cool to have a Star Wars game that isn't all about Jedi again.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Disney Infinity 3.0.
We need more of that.
It was Shulk, by the way.
Shulk?
Yeah.
He's really feeling
it. Fire Emblem, dude.
I don't know what game that is.
Xenogears.
Really feeling
Xenoblade.
It.
Xenoblade?
Xenoblade.
Yeah. I think it's Xenogears.
Well, isn't whatever the newest one
you don't even know what game it's from.
I don't
even,
yeah.
He's in the newest thing that just came out. Xenoblade 3D.
Xenomorph. It's Xenosaga, isn't it?
I don't fucking care.
It says he's the main protagonist in Xenoblade Chronicles.
All I know about Shulk is that he goes backslash.
Yeah.
And that's all
the
that
sad
matters
thing
to
is,
me.
Every single one of those things you guys named is a game from the same series.
Yeah.
No, is it?
Xeno.
Yeah. Okay. Like Xeno sort of like Tails
stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Tales
from Sonic.
Beyond that, I just played some more Destiny.
How's that
I watched
going?
A bunch of horror movies, so that's been the bulk of my time. And I watched a bunch of the League of Legends World Championship. That's basically all I've done.
I've been meaning to do both of those things, and I haven't done either.
Well, first one I rewatched the Blair Witch Project, and it did not hold up as well as I thought it would.
I still haven't seen that movie. I feel like I don't really need
you
to.
You don't need to.
At all.
You know what's a better Blair Witch, and I'll get crucified for saying this, is Paranormal Activity 1. That's a better Blair Witch.
You know what? You're right.
Yes.
No, I was just thinking that when I was watching, because right before we started, there was the preview for the new one. And I was man, I remember how like the first one had that same vibe as the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Like that found footage type thing. That one actually felt like a found footage, and now they're just starting to really go full Final Destination on us.
It's a shame. You know what, though? I don't think it's necessarily a shame, Dylan, because like, fine, you're gonna make the sixth Paranormal Activity just go stupid, something dumb and crazy. Because
they're
not
even really doing anything dumb or crazy. They're just regurgitating the Blair Witch Project.
The last one was the one that was like,
wasn't there one that wasn't numbered?
Yeah, and it was like in Southern California.
Yeah, it was a bunch of Hispanic cast, which is cool, I guess, but I don't know.
Well, also what's weird, what was cool about the first Paranormal Activity...
Oh, wait, they're all like, were in Southern California. Oops!
The first one, like, somehow still managed to capture that magic in a day and age where, like, the internet is everywhere. Like, with Blair Witch, like, you were young enough and maybe didn't have access to the internet, and there was a little bit of, like, what if it is true?
Right.
Like, you know, because you didn't have so much access to, like, oh, well, here's the girl's IMDb page, so, like...
Well, see, when I first saw Blair Witch Project when I was, like, 10, and I thought it was fucking terrifying.
Right.
It didn't hold up as well, you know, 15 years later.
Of course not. Of course
not. Mass, like, there were movies like that before, but most people hadn't seen them.
Did you say The Mask?
No, I was going to say Mask.
No, he said Son of the Mask.
Yeah.
The Mask was so terrifying.
No, I was going to say mass audiences hadn't seen something like that before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was like the original found footage movie, or at least the first one. I'm sure there were some that were before that, but yeah, the first big one. I wonder what was
the first.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll never know.
I'm sure you can
Google it. Yeah, it's online. But, yeah, I mean, and the marketing was very similar to Paranormal Activity. It was like, oh, you won't... audiences won't believe, and it shows people screaming with that fucking night vision camera. Thing,
yeah.
Like, see, it was
what I remember identical. Were people throwing up when they would leave the theater.
From Paranormal Activity?
No, the Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch. Oh, okay. It's like, I hate that, like, that's like just such a laughable thing now, that night vision little gimmick. They did the same thing for PT, where they just have, like, that woman holding the controller, and then, like, a noise happens. Yeah. I don't even think that noise is in the game.
No.
And then she just, like, keeps holding onto it with one hand and, like, puts both her arms in front of her.
So the thing is, Blair Witch had two things going for it. It was also, it was the first found footage film. It was the first movie to use that kind of ad, you know, or that kind of promotional thing where, like, it's, oh, audiences are raving about yada yada. But, and then it also was the first movie to or maybe not the first movie, but it used the whole based on a true story, based on true events, because, like, I guess that was the Blair Witch is a real myth and people actually did go out and investigate in the woods and shit, so they just spinned on that and made this horror movie based on that. So that's what got a lot of people going, oh my god, what if it's true, oh my god, this is like a real video. Even though the acting is horrible. But anyways, Dylan, anything else?
No, not really. The other horror movies I watched were good.
Oh?
Like, yeah, what?
It was just, I watched, like, the first Sleepaway Camp, and then I watched, like, Halloween, of course.
Did you watch Hellraiser?
No, I've seen Hellraiser, actually, Gabe, so.
Did you watch every Hellraiser?
No, I've seen, okay, I saw so all good. Of them up to, like, 1995 or whatever.
There are nine?
There are nine Hellraisers. The ninth one has a different person as Pinhead.
Yeah, yeah. Blasphemous. I think I was telling you and Rachel about that, actually.
Yeah. The fourth one is so weird. I mean, the fourth one's where it starts getting, like, fucking terrible.
Is that the nightclub one? Because that's the last one I watched.
Yes, that's the nightclub one. Where the guy gets this statue of all these, like, people in pain or whatever, and then... Pinhead, like, comes out of the statue. He's like, yo, bring ladies into this room and I'll kill them. It's what you want. It's what I want. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds like the Pinhead I know.
And then Pinhead kills that guy. That guy's like an unbelievable sleazeball. It's awesome.
The best part of those movies is just like, it's just like, if you bring someone here, I'll kill them. That's like the premise in every single movie. And every time, the innocent person's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I looked into it. Apparently the first known found footage movie is the McPherson tape from 1989.
We gotta check that one out. It's gotta be the best.
Apparently about UFO abduction.
Oh, shit.
Of course.
That's all
I've
done,
though. Prequel to Independence Day.
Okay. Yes.
That makes sense.
Gabe, what have you been up to?
Unfortunately, not a lot. because school is the worst. Yeah, that's my long story short. I went to a wedding.
What was that like?
Enjoyable.
Ah.
The getting back wasn't.
Really?
Well.
Rough flight?
The first flight was... First of all, should I tell this story? Second off, what is, like, out of, like, one to full detail?
Like, just go, Gabe. Just do it.
Remember my icy cup story from the movie theater?
Mm-hmm. No.
Where I threw up in the icy cup?
Oh, God.
I told that on the podcast.
Okay.
But this is, like, worse. This is a lot worse than that.
I pooped in an icy cup.
Just start it. Just give us the truncated, like, I threw up in an icy cup. Tell us that. What happened?
So there's...
Then we'll evaluate whether or not we want to hear what led up to it.
Exactly.
Well, okay, so on the plane, I sit down. I'm in the window seat. There's a woman in the aisle. There's no one in between us. And before the plane takes off, I say, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. She gets up. I go back. Because I'm like, I don't have to go to the bathroom. She doesn't know that. I'm just gonna mask it. I'm gonna go throw out my brains.
Oh.
And that happened the first time. And then I realized on my way back, the back of the plane's empty. So I moved all my stuff there.
Uh-huh.
And that was for the next 4 hours, essentially, that process over and over.
Oh, my God.
But also...
What, did you eat something?
Or I don't know. So, like, the night before, like, it was the wedding, so I drank a lot. But I didn't, like, feel, like, typically hungover. Like, I didn't have a headache or anything. And the thing that throws that, like, entirely for a loop was I was hallucinating on my ass this whole plane ride.
Were you on drugs? You don't know.
Have you ever tried sugar or PCP?
I vaguely remember, like, grabbing a drink that was definitely not mine at the bar, and then just shooting it.
That explains everything.
But, like, that's the only, like, mysterious thing that happened.
All right.
So unless that drink was, like half roofied or something and didn't kick in until the plane the next day.
Well, it wouldn't make you throw up. It'd make you sleep.
I don't know. I don't know how roofies work.
Did you keep hearing? Did you have dreams about Jell-O pudding pops? Like, a lot.
That's, dude, Mike. I had that joke, and I was like, I'm not gonna go there.
Don't worry, no. I got you. All right, I got you.
So it was
it's your boy.
I couldn't listen to music because that would make me dizzy. Any extra noise beyond the plane. Anything beyond just the low hum of the plane would drive me crazy. So whenever, like, the PA announcement came on, I was like, I'm okay. And, like, I couldn't drink any water because the second I, like, drank any water, like, I don't know, like, 5 minutes later, I'd be like, all right, well, there's another trip to the bathroom. So I'm just dehydrated to all hell by the end of the plane ride. I'm shaking. Like, I can't stop shaking. So I look like I'm going through withdrawal. And, like, the person, like, kind of near me notices, and he just starts talking, like, having a casual conversation.
Stop talking to me.
But, like, I can tell he's just seeing if I'm okay. I'll be okay. Just don't make me do this right now. Yeah.
Don't make me move or think or talk.
But, like,
I'll be good.
I was, like, hallucinating that I was talking to, like, the flight attendants. So when I was actually talking with them, I would, like, mention things that I had asked them before or thought I asked them before. And they're like, what?
Wow.
No. Huh? And then, like, the weirdest thing was I saw my Uncle Gordon's head on...
A little baby.
No, it was on specifically Tina Turner's body because she was wearing the outfit from Beyond Thunderdome.
Okay.
Or, like, the first outfit she's in from Beyond Thunderdome. And that was the one where, like, everything clicked and I was like, oh, I'm fucked up right now.
Yeah.
So that was my plane ride home from a wedding. And then I missed my next flight, which was a godsend because then I had 3 hours to sit and relax and
Jesus.
In peace in Chicago.
Well, what happened when you missed your flight? How'd you get another one?
They just booked me on a new one.
Oh, for free?
Well, it was like all United stuff because the flight got delayed too there. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
My flight home from Seattle, I had to sit next to someone who was too big for their chair.
The whole flight situation home from Seattle seemed horrible. Everything about waiting for those planes seemed terrible.
I think I'm going to drive next time and just plow through your guys' gate.
I'm sure that'll go over well. Go for it. Who's stopping you? Not security. They don't have measures to stop a car.
You don't.
But other than, like, dying on a plane, I played Destiny a lot. I think I might be the highest light level. I think I might have surged edged out.
Nice.
Like, close to 305.
Well, hey, Javi, last year, what was Gabe's time for burning out on Destiny?
Ask Gabe that. I don't know.
beginning of, or halfway through November?
No, because it was like, I played it, I don't know, for like a week.
It was before the expansion came out.
You know, because we had like a span of podcasts where like I was like, fuck this game. And then we needed somebody else for the raid, and I was like, you know, I can do that. I can get there. So then I would like just play the raid. That was all I did for Destiny for like 4 weeks or something. Was uh-huh. just I would sign in like once a week, do the raid with people, and then be like, all right,
I'm out.
See you. And then I stopped doing that like the week before the expansion came out.
Yeah.
And I think that was like December or something.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So yeah, is that
we're still on schedule?
Been up to?
Yeah, it can still happen. What was that? What'd you
is
ask?
That everything you've been up to?
Yeah, pretty much. Trying to get more work done on the next video, and then school keeps happening, and then, I don't know.
That sounds familiar.
It's the fucking worst, because, like, I was like, oh, man, I'm not going to be at work, like, 9 hours a day.
Hey, that was so free much time.
Woo! Time. Nope.
Well, how many hours a day are you at school? Not nine.
No. But, like,
yeah, but they just gotta come home and do other stuff.
And I gotta, like, read and shit. And since, like, there's not, like, determined time for that, it always takes longer. So, like, I might have to start, like, doing, like, white-ass suburban scheduling for, like, kids. And just be like, all right, these are the hours I'm gonna do this. These are the hours I'm gonna do this.
Okay.
What you need is to go and, hire a fake mom to, like, schedule all your time and make you
do
your
stuff. Do they do that?
I doubt I... You know, if not, we should start that business.
Let me get on Ask Jeeves. I'll see if Ask Jeeves
has fake mom.
Fakemom.com. Oh, no. It's probably porn.
I'm not going to do that. All right. Well, all right. Rent a father, rent a mom. Rentafriend.com.
That
I'll give you your dad.
I changed it to mom from mother, so it would I don't want to give them all the credit. Rent or hire a fake girlfriend or boy. Okay, this is getting bad.
This is great.
I can be your dad.
Oh geez, now it's getting into like horrible stories about people who hire people to kill their parents.
Oh yeah, this is bad.
What is happening?
This is not great.
They're going down the internet hole.
Oh god. Alright. Yeah, Javi.
Yeah, I have.
You've been gone for a bit. You've been gone for a minute. I've been
gone for a minute. First of all, let me tell a story about a boy who had a dream. A dream that he could have a Nintendo 3DS. It wasn't so large. And when that dream came true, it came with the caveat that he would also purchase Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer. This is my story.
Is there no individual?
There is no individual regular size new 3DS.
How much
3DS.
Does it cost?
I think it was like $230, $220, something like that.
Okay, yeah. So that's the 3DS.
Yeah.
Or the 3DS.
Wait, you
3DS
don't want the big XL. 3DS?
No, he wants the tiny one.
I already have a big 3DS. It's too big.
It's not too big. It's
the
perfect.
The screen's flippy flopping all over. What I is... need, like, a nice, dense... I was holding my PSP the other day, and I was like, this is the life.
What
my
do you
PSP
have? Go. What do you have, Harris-sized hands?
I do. I have little chubby,
Does
tiny
Harris
hands.
Have tiny hands?
Harris has tiny hands.
I don't imagine that. I imagine Harris has lanky.
Well, Javi has tiny hands.
Yeah, my pinky is like... A smaller pinky.
Well, no,
it's
the
like
thing
smaller
is,
than the than
my
normal
pinky is the length of Javi's middle finger, right?
Something yes. Like okay. Yeah. Gabe's middle finger or pinky. Gabe's pinky is my middle finger.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for
That's
large
weird.
Things. Yeah.
You got some Alex Smith
look at,
hands
look at all
here.
That I've accomplished with these tiny fingers. So
overcame the.
Yeah, I overcame my adversity. Uh-huh. Anyways, so yeah,
your
I have
disfigurement.
A, yes. I have a new 3DS regular size with some bomb-ass faceplates. I don't know if you guys know this. Faceplates aren't just a pattern on there. They're textured to the pattern.
Oh.
So, like, I have one that's, like, suede, and then I have one that's almost leather feeling. I have a couple different Mario faceplates coming, and they look awesome. I can't wait. So, that's on its way. Should be here tomorrow. And then, otherwise... I played through Soma with Rachel, and that game is cool, with a caveat. Right now, I'm thinking about it as the bizarro or the swap of what how I felt about Metal Gear Solid 5. And Metal Gear Solid 5 plays incredible. I love the actual missions and stuff, and like all that stuff's really good. Story didn't do it for me and like actually turned me off. And Soma, I hate the hide and seek mechanic. I hate it. It's like
don't play Amnesia.
Yeah, it's the game saying let me waste your time. But from what I hear, Amnesia does it better than Soma, because Soma has enemies that will just get stuck in like the entrance of the room that you're in and just will patrol back and forth in the entrance, and you have no choice. You just have to let them kill you to respawn.
So I heard in Soma it's like enemies treat encounters with you differently. In Amnesia it's always just hide. Just hide.
Yeah. So that's the other problem I have with this is there's nothing, virtually nothing you can do when an enemy's there other than hide. You can't make a distraction. I mean, I guess you can chuck something, but it really only lands like a foot or two in front of you. You can't throw something across the room. So if you throw something, you have to move quickly to get out of the way, and then they'll just hear you anyway. So what's the point? You just get so sick of waiting, so much goddamn waiting. Like, and there's one enemy that they detect you if you're looking at them, so you have to have your back to them, which is a great idea in theory. It sounds fucking scary and awesome. And the first couple times, it's kind of neat. But near the end game, there's one of those in this hallway, this very narrow hallway. And, like, it's super difficult to know, first of all, unless you have surround sound or headphones on. It's hard to know where exactly he is behind you. So you're just kind of, like, staring at a wall, hoping that he doesn't, like, come around your vicinity. And then you just accidentally turn and stare at him. Which happened a couple times. So, I don't know. Just the mechanics aren't my thing. The run and hide thing in general, even if it worked well. Like, I think Outlast did it okay. It got old because I hate that mechanic.
Mm.
Give me something to do. Like, I was talking about this with Rachel, and like Silent Hill and Resident Evil were scary games. I think Resident Evil was scary more because of the item management and the risk reward of whether or not you died or whatever. And I think Silent Hill is scary mostly because of the atmosphere, but those games, you could take action, you know, you could choose to not fight and try to run away from things, but like you had a choice. In Soma, it's very much, you just gotta hide and hope that the AI isn't broken this time, and wait and wait and wait until they go away. And I hate it. And especially because they mix it with, okay, now you have to do that shit while you're trying to solve a puzzle, while you're trying to, like, read files on a computer. And, like, oh my god, it's the most frustrating, time-consuming bullshit. Now, that aside, the storyline and the setting and just, like, the atmosphere are incredible. Like, that carried me all the way through this game. Like, the fucking... God, I want to talk about it so bad, but you guys haven't played it.
I bought that shit on launch day, and I haven't even launched it yet.
Oh, you need to beat it. I want to talk about the ending, because the ending is awesome. It's one of those sci-fi endings that is bleak and wonderful and leaves you thinking and like, holy shit. So, yeah. The game is... I'll just lay out a small little premise. It's about consciousness. It's about like what it means to be alive, and it makes you question what actually is being alive,
Blade and Runner.
Whether or not it's worth it. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. So, and it makes you make choices in the game, which are really, really interesting. There's like one choice where Rachel and I were sitting there weighing out like the morality of this choice versus the other, and like what I would want, and then the whole. Like how horrible things would be if things went this way or that way, and like we were really weighing the cost and benefit of either choice, and it was great that a game had us kind of talking about that kind of thing. So I don't know, this is a game I want to discuss with people, so you guys should all play it.
I will.
But yeah, tell me if you feel differently about the mechanics. I feel like Alien Isolation is that, but you also have all these tools and all these contraptions you can build, and you can do you can take action even if you're not fighting it.
Alien Isolation has so many things I didn't use, like, any of them.
Okay.
I just kind of, like, I think I might have used a noisemaker once. Not that they aren't useful, I just didn't think about it.
Okay.
I was just like, I'm just gonna hide from this alien. If I make any noise, I'm dead. So I'm just gonna not even open up this little item wheel. And that's kind of how I approached it. So.
Yeah. I kind of had this, like,
I think I'm more okay with doing nothing than
I'm scared to play solo
fucking game, man. Like, I don't have time for this shit. You always talk about don't waste my time. That's wasting time forever. I hate it. Ah, it's so frustrating.
What was that, Dylan?
I'm terrified to play Soma. I saw that you guys said that, like, every phobia was in it, and I was like, no.
Oh, don't, are there snakes in it?
I've got, like, 30 phobias.
I don't think so.
Okay, but... cool.
Oh, man, that moment last night, I wish I could tell you about it. It was so good.
I saw the picture that looked like a glowing Jamie Foxx head.
That was so fucking awesome. And I wish... I want to tell you
premise. I'll get it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Play Soma. If you like horror games, definitely it's worth it. Even if you find it frustrating, plow through it. It's worth it.
There's a lot of games coming out next week that I'm probably going to have to play.
Like what?
Only one of them I actually have to buy still. So it's Tales from the Borderlands Episode 5 is on Tuesday. Same with Life is Strange Episode 5. And also this game called Rebel Galaxy, which is... I think it's like a really small team that made this game that's... It kind of seems like, I don't know, a more engaged Elite Dangerous. Also, like, a simpler, more engaged Elite Dangerous. So it's, like, space combat and, like, mining and bounties and all that.
What game is this?
Rebel Galaxy.
Oh, I think I heard a little bit about this. Yeah.
And apparently, the biggest thing, you can have custom soundtracks. So I'm just going to play the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack and pretend I'm in Cowboy Bebop. Because anime. Every time I go to my film class at school, I have to walk up the staircase, and there's a bulletin board right at the top of the staircase with the picture of the fucking, like, One Piece guy's face. And it just says, "Do you like anime?" Whenever I walk by it, I just want to go, "Boy, do I!" maybe I'll do that on Thursday when I go up there again. Just take an Instagram video, just walking upstairs, zooming... And then while everyone's around me, just look at my phone and scream, "Boy, do I!" That'll be a way to make friends.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah. Well, now I have to. Yeah. So.
Yeah, so that's what I've been up to. I will note that although I was kind of like harsh on Soma a second ago, the puzzles were excellent. Like, there's a lot of... There's clues around your environment about what you're supposed to do or what the input is to this keypad or... yada yada, all that stuff was great. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. It's just the hide and seek is not for me. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that's what I didn't like about Amnesia either. I couldn't get into it. But let's go into news.
Do we even do news?
Do we not do news?
I don't know.
Oh my god, it's been like 2 weeks and the show's on its ass.
We just kind of, if there's like a thing you want to talk about,
let's go to Quest Tubs.
Like, hey, you know, hey, there's listeners. this thing happened. Is there anything happen? News? I don't know.
Right.
I've been, like, in books. I've been reading about God, man.
Is there any news in God? What's new with God?
This just in about God.
Yeah. Listeners, write in right now. Oh, hey, we listeners. Have questions.
Yeah, we got questions from last week. Because, like, last week, Dylan and I were here, and then you were sick, Ryan couldn't make it, and I was like, well, I want to have everyone here. Yeah. So we were going to do a Thursday, and then Thursday happened, and I was just like, oh, we should record the podcast, and then we started playing the Destiny raid, which we didn't talk about in this podcast.
Oh my god, that raid.
It's a good raid.
That raid is very
there you good. Go. It's the long and short of the raid.
It's as good as Soma.
Prototype, are any of you in the Battlefront beta? I didn't do it, I just watched it a bit.
I don't care about Battlefield, and I have Disney Infinity 3.0.
Battlefront. But apparently it
plays Battlefield exactly is like Battlefront. That. Or Battlefront is Battlefield of Star Wars. In Star Wars.
That's kind of what I've heard.
I thought that was the whole concept. Isn't it the same like team?
Well, yeah, so. Now, but in the past, no.
Okay. Either now way, I don't care about Battlefield, and Star Wars is in Disney Infinity.
You have your Star Wars fix there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Destiny getting microtransactions?
Love it.
Game changer.
No, I don't mind it. I mean, it's
emotes.
Yeah.
It's emotes. So and
pick,
I think
you pick the one you like and you buy that one.
I think they give you like enough currency to buy one.
Hmm.
Like on like without any actual like purchasing yourself. I think they just kind of like say like, "Hey, here's this." But I'm not sure.
I saw a tweet that the cheapest way to get all of them is $34.
There are a lot. Like, there's a fair amount.
34 is not bad. Whatever.
Apparently.
I don't know why you need more than just two.
I'd probably get, like, one, maybe.
There
one
is.
One or two.
Did you
I know the Carlton's in there, but, like, everyone's going to have the Carlton, and I don't want to be another. I don't want to be a sheep.
Oh, I see.
I would love to have the Carlton, but, like, everyone
you
has a Carlton.
You did the Carlton right in here. Person. Oh, okay.
Right here.
Okay.
I'm pointing at my heart, guys.
Yeah.
It wasn't pointing at me.
No.
That's it. Javi is your Carlton.
Just right here. His fingers in my ear. There you
go. Were you disappointed that the new Far Cry does not include dinosaurs? There's news. Far Cry Primal's a thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What is that? Like Turok?
No, like way back, like saber-toothed tigers, like your like tribes and you kill saber-toothed tigers with like spears and bows.
It's really just a lot of. It's like a saber. It's Cabela's, basically.
Ancient Cabela's.
Yeah. Ah.
Sweet.
So a thing I've heard like talk about was how are they gonna handle like these encounters? Because, you know, killing a saber-toothed tiger back in the day, it's not an easy feat.
Uh-huh.
So is it going to be like everyone's dying around you and then you're just like the one like fucking macho man that can never be stopped?
And it's you know, it's going to be all multiplayer and it's going to be squad-based multiplayer where you have to hunt down saber-toothed tigers as a team.
It's Left 4 Dead.
Yes.
But with that.
But with saber-toothed tigers.
With saber-toothed tigers and
like a lot of saber-toothed tigers.
And, like, every Far Cry game has a gun in it. Is there going to be a gun in this?
Someone needs to make that mod.
Just like, Left 4 Dead with
Left
4
Dead,
tigers.
But turn them all into saber-toothed tigers.
No distinction between any of them. Just
right.
All the
just
same model of saber-toothed tiger.
Yep.
From Ice Age, preferably. But not
Dennis
including
Leary?
Dinosaurs? I don't know.
That was Dennis Leary.
Oh, my God, it was.
Yeah.
And Sid was John Leguizamo? Holy shit, Ice
Captain
Age.
Captain Stacy and Luigi.
Oh, man.
Together at last.
Nuts. That's fucking
Captain
nuts.
Captain Stacy's Gwen Stacy's father from Spider-Man.
In case you didn't catch the reference. How do you feel about MGS6 indeed being a pachinko machine with Konami registering the big boss trademark for pachinko?
It's fucking hilarious.
I hope it's like the same path as Silent Hill where, or not Silent Hill, Castlevania, where it's erotic violence and it's just a lot of close-up shots of big boss butt. In like a tight sneaking suit, because that's all Metal Gear Solid 4, except Solid Old Snake's big old butt in a sneaking suit.
Yeah,
there's a lot of butts in Metal Gear Solid,
and yeah, in the whole franchise,
a lot of prominent butts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's my hope for the pachinko machine. I don't even know what pachinko is.
It's when you drop the thing from the top and it hits these pegs and you try to get it into one of the slots in the bottom.
That is the thing
that's Plinko from
that's the thing that makes Konami all the money.
Yeah.
Dropping a coin and watching it.
Yeah.
Weird.
I thought it'd be a little bit more than that, but okay.
Nah. That's the conclusion to Big Boss's story.
God, I hope they label it as MGS6.
That'd be so funny.
Oh my God.
That'd
people
be so
would
funny.
Go bonkers.
I just want to see a trailer like that Silent Hill one. That Silent Hill trailer was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Because the Silent Hill... I haven't seen it in a while. The Silent Hill trailer like started out as like a Silent Hill trailer, right?
With the music.
And then...
footage of the
pachinko!
Game.
Pachinko!
And then it's like, oh, it's 500 score! And it gets all loud. So fucking funny.
Yeah. So now for the most important question. Are any of you rooting for the Cubs?
No.
I mean, I guess I might pull for them if the Astros are eliminated, but the Astros are not going down yet.
I actually
I have
don't...
been I I've been to the last two games. They have been heartbreaking. Well, one of them was awesome. One of them was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yesterday was rough.
Now that the Cardinals are out, I don't mind anybody winning. I'd like to see the Dodgers get knocked out, and then everyone else remaining, I'm totally cool with.
Yeah. I've still got a dog in the fight, so I can't make that call yet. Tomorrow, though.
I can't root for the Dodgers because, you know.
They're the Dodgers?
Because they're the Dodgers, and they spent $314 million on
They went the Yankees. They went Yankees.
Yeah, they did the Yankees route.
So I'm just looking at our latest notifications on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing this is a Twitter bot just favorited something that was asked of us from June 17th about next-gen consoles. And the Twitter handle is at Biatch69Gaddy. And I want that framed. I just wanted that to be said. I wanted a little peek behind the curtain. Do you think the bottle of Pepsi Perfect is worth the $20 asking price? What the fuck is Pepsi Perfect?
It's Back to the Future 2. Marty McFly goes into the future and asks for a Pepsi free. And they're like, if you want a Pepsi, you gotta pay for it. And he's like, fine, just anything without sugar. And they give him this fucking Pepsi, futuristic Pepsi bottle comes out. They've created that in real life and you can buy it.
For $20?
Yes.
There's Futurama.
I bet you that Pepsi has sugar.
There's a Back to the Future DLC in Rocket League. You can buy the DeLorean.
Yeah, it looks great.
Oh, yeah, I saw that today.
It's like black and blue. Yeah.
Will any of you get Transformers Devastation? That's a platinum game.
It is.
Apparently, it's really good.
I've heard back and forth
like
things.
7 or 8. It's like,
what?
It's fine.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at it. I just see tweets. And I'm like, that sounds good, but I'm not going to buy it because money.
Yeah, I kind of want to get it just because of how much I like
Transformers
games.
I can't believe you're even questioning.
Well, because right now it's like a time thing. Like, that is the question. Is like,
apparently it's real short, so.
Although, I guess if I got it, it would probably be like I'd just sit down and play it and then forego all the things I've already bought because
yes.
I'm really good at that. my throat. Does my voice sound weird?
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
2 days.
It's like this.
2 days of like screaming at a baseball stadium. It feels rough.
You should go out to karaoke.
Yeah, Javi and I were in a bad way after we went to karaoke this
really?
Weekend.
You'll hear that in the next Making Friends play.
Oh, nice.
God, I forgot that's when we recorded those.
Yeah. We woke up that morning and I was like. it got better.
I don't think I could do the thing today.
Like, we have to.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, last up from Fistful of Crafts. How excited are you for Rise of the Tomb Raider? I'll maybe pick it up later on, but, you know, it comes out the same day as Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Which,
I don't have an Xbox One. And Tomb Raider.
Aren't you getting one, though?
I am getting one, but, like, the original Tomb Raider is. Fine.
Rise of the Tomb Raider? Or not Rise. Tomb Raider
the Tomb
remake.
Raider remake.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomb Rake. Tomb Make.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm. I don't know. I tried it when I was, like, house sitting for you a little bit, and I wasn't feeling
just
it.
Whatever, yeah.
Just not. I don't think that's what I'm looking for right now.
Yeah. Someday I might play it.
Yeah, I have no. Like, it's not really been on my radar at all.
Yeah.
Are you getting an Xbox for Halo? Is that the thing?
No, there's Rachel said there's a bundle that comes with Rare Replay and what's the other game?
Disney Infinity 3.0. You just need another copy of it.
No, shit, I always forget. It's Rare Replay and then what's the other game that's out?
Right now?
Right now, yeah.
Halo?
That's not out. Forza?
Shit.
I don't know.
I'll remember it after the podcast, just like I did last time. But yeah, there's a bundle that's coming out, and it has all the games that we were considering, except for Sunset Overdrive. And I was like, all right, you can get that. So yeah,
neat.
We're going to get that.
I can't even think what that would be.
I know. I'm drawing blanks. Oh, it has Orky in the Forest or whatever the hell. I wanted to play that. Was it Ori?
Ori in the Blind Forest.
And maybe a third game. So it was Ori and the Blind Forest, Rare Replay, and something else.
Cuphead?
No. But, yeah. We're getting it for that.
I don't know when Cuphead's coming out. I would need to look
that up. Yeah, that looked cool.
Cuphead looks real good.
It's real good.
Real good. Mm-hmm. Cup's real good. Head's real good. Man.
You gotta pay for Xbox Live for each of us?
You have to do that for PlayStation Plus.
I know.
Oh, yeah, Rachel has PlayStation Plus.
Sorry, I haven't been paying attention. What's up?
Don't worry about it. It's cool.
On top of playing, spending like roughly $60 a month, if not usually more. But now I'm paying $100 a year for video games. What am I doing? But I got my new 3DS with Animal Crossing.
That's the light at the end of the tunnel.
Let's band together and pay off my college bills.
Let's do it. That's the best game of all.
the game of college funds.
Collage. The collage bills.
Man, fuck college.
Yeah. Harris's stories ring so true to me.
Hitch.
Is watching Hitch, and then teachers are completely idiotic about the things they're teaching, and I'm like, oh man, been there.
So like, luckily, I haven't had like idiotic teachers in college.
Okay.
Hey, we had an absent teacher. That was even better.
I've been pretty good about teachers.
Yeah, your teachers have been pretty good about teaching.
Did they actually show up, Gabe?
Yeah. Yeah. Most of the days, unless they needed a sub or something. Like my high school when I was there was like. I think it was like the 68th or something in the United States. Cause I remember that number because I was really bummed because I wanted to be 69, so I could be like, yeah, dude. But now that my class has left, it really is true that they kept telling us we're the worst class like they've ever had.
Wow.
And now the school is ranked 16th in the country.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, yeah, I guess you were right there. We had. The most, I think, people not graduate with, like, 5.
Your high school?
Yeah. Mm. 5 people was, like, unheard of to not graduate. Oh. Yeah, don't believe what you hear about Dover Sherburn. They expel people. They say they don't. Because they technically don't, but they do. Instead of saying, you're expelled, they're, hey, buddy, you're going to have to leave. they ask you to leave, and then you do.
All right.
My college experience, I can tell you, I did not have any Hitch days. So,
yeah, that was back when America was great, Ryan.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fuck.
For me was quite difficult.
I wish I was with Harris when we were watching Hitch.
His comments on Hitch were hysterical. He needs to make a video
where Hitch. Oh my god, the thing I heard in my fucking film class today.
What about Prometheus?
Yep.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
Did you yell at him?
No, I didn't want to be a dick.
What'd they say about Prometheus?
They were like, Prometheus isn't that bad if you don't think of it as an alien prequel.
I guess it's not bad if you don't think.
That sounds familiar.
This thing is not bad if you pretend it isn't what it is.
It's beautiful. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great to look at.
I'll give it that. Yep. Every day of the week.
It's shit in every other way.
Almost made me throw up. Because that C-section scene. Silent thumbs up. Yeah.
All right, well, Ryan.
I think that's all we got. Yeah.
You should play us out.
Okie dokie. If you would like to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com.
Yeah.
If you can also find us on youtube.com/GameZeroVernation.
Yeah.
Go like our Facebook page, facebook.com/GameOverNation.
Uh-huh.
And hit us up on Twitter, at GameOverNation. Can you tweet throw lozenges? Because I could use one. So that for me.
I've got cough drops here.
Cool.
I can be there in like, I don't know, a dozen hours.
Cram it into your internet.
I've eaten like 4 packs of Ricola in the last 2 days.
Ricola.
That sounds unhealthy.
Well, I've gotten half a bottle into this Dayquil as well.
You're just surviving off the sugar from cough drops and...
The only thing I've eaten is 2 cans of soup and then a stick of beef jerky as well.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
Well, that has
you
been...
You should chop up the beef jerky and put it into the soup.
With the cough drop.
Yeah. That has been this week's episode of Game Over Nation. We will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.